Who?
Lerma?
Yeah, positive for COVID. Okay. This one is Brianna, B-R-I-A-N-A, McRae, M-C-R-A-E, 716-98. Chief complaint, nausea and vomiting. This is a 26-year-old lady who's been trying to get pregnant for 6 years. She was on three or four different fertility medications, and she quit taking it a few months ago. Now she's pregnant, period. The problem is she's been vomiting for the past 3 days, she says, every hour on the hour, period. In the paragraph, she was not able to give us a urine sample, but she's had six pregnancy tests, and they all have been positive, period. In the paragraph, patient has a pulse of 99. I'm not sure if she has protein in her urine, but she did take Zofran at home, which didn't work for her. Medical problems, she's been taking no medical issues, surgery, no surgeries recently, last period, 8 weeks ago, medication, B6 and prenatal vitamins, review of system as above, COVID immunization, none. She's here with her husband. She's alert, she's awake, and she's in distress. 214 pounds, 98%, 97.5, 20, 99, 134 over 85. Heart positive, swollen positive, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema. Abdominal ultrasound is within normal limits. Pelvic ultrasound, of course, was not done since we don't do intravaginal ultrasounds, period. In the paragraph, because of her nausea, vomiting, unable to give us a urine sample, and the fact that she would benefit from IV fluids, she was asked to go to the emergency room for follow-up. She will also let her emergency, let her OB-GYN doctor know. They will do the urine testing for proteinuria, for rule out UTI, and she's also taken Zofran at home to no avail, which leaves us no choice but to send her to the emergency room for IV fluid and IV treatments. Thank you.